Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, man.
People always ask me why am I always so happy and never down? And why I'm always laughing and how they never seem to catch me with a frown? Some may think it's not real and I know that a lot still is the show. So I wrote this song to tell ya about someone I am familiar with and know. So I tell them that it's you. You're the reason why I smile. You pick me up when I am low. That's what you get when you're a child. That's so much that I can say about the man I'm referring to. Jesus, 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 Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Nobody greater. Nobody else deserves the praise. Nobody else deserves the glory except for Jesus. We thank God tonight. Praise God to each and every one, all the champions on the line tonight, all the avid MCI listeners. Praise God. Praise be to God. I tell you, I'm just giving Jesus the praise tonight. Glory be to God. I tell you, it's been such a glorious day. Hallelujah. How many of you had an awesome day in God today? Hallelujah. Then all the praise belongs to him. To God be the glory. I have been entering in, I tell you, enjoying today. To God be the glory. I want to give the honor to a woman most deserving, that's a good word, most deserving of the honor today. Those of you who are MCI blog listeners, Apostle Callie McNeil, praise God, my daughter in the gospel, I tell you, I just got to take about 3 minutes to just say how honored I am for what the Lord is doing in her life. God has brought her up from a mighty long way. I'm just so grateful that God has seen fit for me to be a part of what he done in her life and doing. Amen. He placed us together almost 20 years ago. Praise God. She came in, glory be to God, as a woman of God just hungry for Jesus. Glory be to God. How about I see it? But I see so much more. Amen. To God be the glory. And as I begin to speak on what I've seen, she was, are you sure, Bishop? I said, glory be to God. You watch God. Hallelujah. I don't think I had to say that but once or twice. Now, 20 years later, here's a woman of God blessing the body of Christ tremendously. Amen. Doing great things in the kingdom, growing in grace and in knowledge. And I say all this because today is her birthday. And I want to say happy birthday to the Apostle Callie McNeil. Praise God. Amen. My birthday is Saturday. And for years, we glorified God this time of the year. Amen. So I was so grateful today to be able to honor her. Amen. And to call her and tell her I'm praying to God that she is having the most tremendous, blessed, heartfelt day to you, Apostle. We love you here on MCI. We love you in the body of Christ. We want to encourage you, hallelujah, on doing what the Lord has you to do because there's great things to come. Amen. Praise God. People in the MCI listeners, bless the woman of God. No, we're not saying give birthday presents and all that. No, we preach the gospel. But the Bible says give honor to whom honor is due. So those of you who have been truly blessed by MCI Blog Talk Radio, just send her a little card with a little blessing in it. Hallelujah. For another year that God has kept her. Amen. To God be the glory. We thank God tonight. I tell you, we want you to just tune in throughout the week. Amen. That's a blessed word here on MCI Blog Talk Radio. Amen. While I'm just touching bases with all of the great things God is doing, I want to just give a shout out to all of the candidates of Deliverance of the World Ministry, Inc. Amen. Annual conference, the third week in November, we will be licensing and ordaining, amen, the churches that's under Deliverance of the World Ministry. Amen. UTM is one of the churches under Deliverance of the World Ministry. That's the head organization. And we thank God. And I want to give a shout out to Maria Evangelist, Pastor Elect. Amen. To God be the glory. And all the other things that God's going to do in her life. Maria Pacheco. Amen. Dolores Pacheco. Amen. I'm going to get in trouble. I'm sorry, daughter, mother, daughter down there. Amen. I got a name, but glory, you got so much on my spirit to say. Thank God for her. And Sister Maria, you keep reaching. God has great things to come. Amen. For your life. Amen. To God be the glory. Down in Pennsylvania and down in New Jersey. Amen. Want to thank God for each and every one. Amen. I was talking with my sister this morning. I'm just going to teach today. So I'm taking my time. Is that all right? I'm just going to teach today. I was blessed to talk with my sister I was gonna say my baby sister. She's the baby of the sisters, but she's older than me. And I talked with her this morning, and she has sent me something the day prior to about preparation. Me and her began to talk about it this morning. I said, you know, woman of God, I believe that's what the Lord wants to say today to his people. So I'm not going to teach. I'm not going to, I don't know. I don't never do anything but obey the Holy Spirit. But I believe God has some teaching to do tonight. Amen. As it gets exuberant, then that will be the Spirit of God and his movement. But today, I want to teach about preparation, because preparation is so important. And it doesn't matter what area you're preparing for. If you made up in your mind that you are even going to eat better, it's going to take some preparation. You have to go out and get a different type of shopping list. You have to prepare the food differently in your kitchen. Before it ever hits your mouth, to give your body the nutrition that you're seeking, you have to prepare. Come on, somebody. You're with me already. You have to prepare for the results that you're seeking. As she began to minister to me concerning preparation, I said, well, you know what? The saints of God, maybe it'll be a good thing, because we're living in the last days, and things are getting strange. Things are changing. And to God be the glory. If ever before we needed to prepare ourselves for the return of the Lord, it is now. Amen? I tell you, glory be to God. The Bible declares, glory to God, in Proverbs 29, glory be to God. It says, I just want to read a few things in your spirit. But in Proverbs 29, we know the scripture. Glory to God. Now, in about verse 18, I believe it is. Glory to God. He said, where there is no vision, the people perish. He told Habakkuk, write the vision. Make it plain upon tablets, so they that read it, they that can run that read it. Now, glory be to God. What they're talking about is preparation. You need knowledge to prepare. You need an understanding, amen, to prepare yourself to the vision. He says, he that keepeth the word, happy are they. See, glory be to God. So everything you need to prepare yourself is in the word. Oh, I don't know where I'm going to go with this, because I'm just going to try to keep it in the preparation form. Amen. And I even had to prepare for this. Glory be to God. So preparation is the key. If you want to do something in the kingdom of God today, I just want to tell you, I'm just talking today, you have to get prepared to prepare for what you desire. You have to prepare for what you want to create. Glory be to God. To the men of God in the kingdom, he that findeth a wife, findeth a good thing, and obtained favor in his sight. But where most of us go wrong is in the preparation stage. We want to jump right to the wedding. We want to jump right to the rendezvous. Y'all know where I'm going. We want to jump right to the ending of the what should be the preparation and begin ending part. You missed the vision. See, an eagle, glory be to God, an eagle, when he's preparing to find his mate, the first thing he does is preparation. He goes out, glory be to God, and he goes as high as he can go. Come on. He achieves as much as he can achieve. And then he goes and finds a nest in the highest mountain, the highest place that he can dwell in. And he builds a nest for the female eagle that he prepares to be blessed with. What are you saying, Bishop? You're talking about marriage? Well, somewhat it's in every situation, because it's preparation and everything that you set out to do. When he prepares the house, and he go meets his mate, and he brings her to that high place. Not only has he prepared for his mate, catch the revelation, y'all, there's revelation in this. He also has already prepared for his next generation to be blessed. Y'all don't hear me. He not only just thinking about the joy and the pleasure of his mate coming. He's already preparing for his next male eagle or his next female eagle. Well, why you say that, Bishop? Because the eagle, when it's time to release them into society, the mother drops them. She drops them. And through instinct, they begin to flap their wings. What are you saying, Bishop? The higher you place them is the more opportunity you give them to learn that they got to flap their wings before they hit the ground. Somebody hear me. So the preparation was not just for his mate. The preparation was for the baby eagle to have more time to be successful. A lot of times we're not successful because we have no preparation. And the reason why we don't have preparation, because we reject it. See, it comes through a vision. It comes through knowledge. I'm just talking today. I'm just talking. But it comes through knowledge. The book of Hosea, glory be to God, chapter 4, tells us about knowledge. The book of Hosea tells us about preparation. The book of Hosea tells us about receiving the knowledge that we need to be successful in the things we set out to achieve. Amen. Book of Hosea, chapter 4, verse 6 says, my people are destroyed. They're destroyed for a lack of knowledge, because thou hast rejected knowledge. Glory be to God. You can never be destroyed if you have the knowledge to escape. You will never be destroyed if you have the knowledge to prepare. You will never be destroyed if you see the vision, get the knowledge, come on, and do the preparation. There's only success. These are not the scriptures I'm coming out today. These are just sub-scriptures. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm going to go over to the book of Titus today. That's from this is where we're going to get our actual meat of our teaching today. But I just want to let us see that without a vision, there's no success. Hallelujah. So many people try to do things without seeing the vision. When you don't see the vision, you're going to have two visions. And wherever there's two visions, it's the vision. It's a divided vision. And when your vision is divided from God, and when your preparation is divided from what you should be prepared for, then you're going to be destroyed because you're going to reject knowledge. The Lord says that I will reject you. You should not be the man or woman of God to me, because thou hast forgotten the word, or you have not placed the word to help you in your preparated state. Amen. To God be the glory. I trust that you're over at the book of Titus. Glory be to God. I'm going to be in chapter 3. Amen. See, the all scripture is given by inspiration of God. It's 2 Timothy 3:16. What did the word of God say? All scripture, every word in the Bible, is given for purpose. See, it's given by inspiration of God. It's given by the breath of God. Yes, somebody said, man wrote the Bible. Yes, they did. But they were breathed on by the Holy Ghost. You see? 2 Peter 1:18. But now, watch this, people of God. You have to take knowledge of the word of God, because it's given by the inspiration of God, and it's profitable for teaching, for reproof, that to keep you in line, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. So everything in the word of God is not for a commandment. Some things are just for teaching. It gives you a vision. Some things are just instructions that tell you the best way to carry it out. And we have to study to show ourselves approved unto God, so that we can be a workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word. What are you saying? Preparation. See, preparation. When the word of God said that you ought to study to show yourself approved, they're talking preparation. Some of us, we want to preach, we want to teach, we want to do all kind of things without preparation. But even Jesus preached preparation. Jesus preached, let your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. Watch this. I go to preparation. See, I go to prepare a place. That's preparation. If you don't prepare for something, you'll lose to everything. Preparation is the key. He said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. That where I am, you can prepare yourself also to be. Everybody want to go to heaven, but nobody want to prepare themselves to go. Everybody want to die right, but they want to live wrong. You can't live wrong and die right. You need preparation. I'm just talking today. I'm just teaching today. I'm in the most sober place that I'm most times you ever hear the bishop come forth. I'm just talking today. Praise God. Perhaps, amen, I can place something in your spirit. Those that are preparing, stay focused. Those that are not preparing, get focused. We have to prepare ourselves, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. They're going to heap to themselves teachers, having itch and ears. They shall turn their ears away from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. But the Bible goes on, the next verse, and says, but watch thou in all things, endure affliction. Do the work of evangelists and make full proof of your ministry. Preparation. Preparation. For the time is going to come. The time of your departure will be at hand. You got to ask yourself, have I fought a good fight? Have I finished my course? And have I kept the faith? Have I prepared myself? It's all about preparation. Glory to God. Well, Titus chapter 3, it reminds us, it says, put them in mind. Put them in remembrance. Put them in mind. First of all, to be subject to principalities and powers. He's not saying, glory be to God, to be tossed to and fro by principalities and powers. What he is saying there is that we have to recognize spiritual activities. A lot of times we can't prepare ourselves because we have not distinguished what's spiritual and what's carnal. We're trying to do spiritual situations and trying to get spiritual and carnal situations. Well, Bishop, what are you talking about? Glory be to God. We might be in church and glory be to God. It's all kind of carnality going on. But then you may be on your job or over your friends and you want to get deep spiritual. See, you're not being subject to principalities and powers. You're not recognizing, glory to God, when spirit is spirit and when carnality is carnality. And therefore, there's no preparation. We have to be able to distinguish what's God and what's the spirit of error. See, you have to prepare yourself to know that. Here is the verse by saying, be ready to every good work. Meaning that, glory be to God, we have to, as children of God, condition ourselves. No, a lot of times you say, no, I can, I hear God myself. I don't need nobody to tell me what God is saying. I got faith and I believe I know what God is saying to me. Well, that's a good thing. Hallelujah. But now are you pushing yourself to obey what you're hearing? Are you preparing to be the best you that you can be? A lot of times we don't. A lot of times we think it's just going to happen. Uh-huh. But you got to be ready. How about CA? To every good work. You got to be willing to do every good work. You got to be united with every good work. You got to be seeking every good work. And you have to be your own drill sergeant. Uh-huh. You have to tell yourself. You have to speak to your mind. You have to tell your mind, attention, straighten up. Tell your flesh, get right. Tell your flesh, get strength. It's all in preparation. Nobody's truly deserving or even ready to meet the Lord. But we can prepare ourselves. And without a vision, don't even think about it. Glory to God. And we are destroyed by the enemy for a lack of knowledge. But if you choose to prepare yourself, then it's going to take some discipline. Amen. The Bible says, be mindful that you be subject, that you understand things is natural, some things are spiritual. And only you, child of God, know where carnality is peeking his head. You got, only you know where sin is peeking his head. Hallelujah. Only you know, hallelujah, where fights are inside of the body. Warring against your mind, warring against your heart. Only you can put those fires out today, child of God. It takes preparation. And you must speak to your life. Hallelujah. And tell it to line up with the word. Glory be to God. And watch it come to pass. You know, everybody's not there. We don't get there. We ain't born there. We're born in sin and shaped in iniquity. But preparation, amen, will bring you out. Amen. To God be the glory. Verse 2 says that to speak evil of no man. Glory be to God. It's amazing why, I said, why would you go there? Apostle, why would you go there in this writing? Why would you shift and speak evil of no man? Because he's talking about, that's going to be the first sign of knowing you need more preparation. You have not prepared yourself or have not grown to the place that you know how to keep your mouth off of people, then you are so much as a babe. I never say lower than a babe, but I don't think you can get no lower than that. He says, speak evil of no man. You have to check and make sure you got the Holy Ghost operating. If you have the Holy Ghost operating inside of you, then that will not come out. You don't believe me? Glory be to God. Can I just read the scripture? Don't believe me? The book of James says, watch the book of James. The book of James, verse 1 says, if any man amongst you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, meaning he don't know what to let come out of his mouth. She don't know when to let things out of her mouth. See, you're saying the wrong things out of your mouth. You're cursing yourself. You're cursing your children. You're telling your kids you ain't this. You'll never be that. You this, you that. No, 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 no. Glory to God. You're speaking evil. They're not only talking about tearing people down. Oh, God forbid, no, you're not there. I know you're not still talking about people and talking about their weaknesses and talking about your gossip that you heard. Pray God you're not even that low. But we don't understand. We come up higher, glory be to God, and the words out your mouth create. The Bible declares that the words that we speak, they are spirit and they are life. See? But from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So he says, listen, if something's coming out of your mouth, that means your heart, which is your soul, ain't right. It needs some more preparation. Through love, we have to help each other prepare. That's why things like this must be taught sometimes. It's not always about the jumping and shouting. It's not always about the revelation. It's not always about the good sermons. The word of God is also for doctrine. It's for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for instruction. And I just want to let somebody know today, you want to measure yourself for real? Hallelujah to God. See what's spiritual growing inside of you. See what carnality, flesh, sin, sinful thoughts, sinful deeds, sinful action. You know what's going on. Monitor it. Hallelujah. And then most of all, see what's coming out your mouth. You can speak deliverance to situations. You can speak those things that be not as though they were. Glory be to God. You can speak, glory be to God, and create, hallelujah, just as the Lord did. So you have to measure. You have to prepare yourself. If you're planning to be in a place, or if you're planning to change some things, if you're planning to see what you desire, glory be to God, you have to do the work. Yes, yes, yes. Well, you say, can I just tell Jesus to do it? Well, can I just tell Jesus to do it and I just sit back and watch the Lord do it by faith? You can, some things, but some things you will never get without speaking. That's just the way the Lord has it. Isn't he allowed to have it his way through the word of God? Some things you got to speak. If you don't speak it, glory be to God, it won't get activated. Amen. Some mountains will never move until you speak to them. Come on, somebody. So therefore, we understand that we have to speak the thing that we want. He said, don't be no brawler. Don't be no brawler. You don't have to prove yourself. You don't have to fight for ourselves. You don't have to fight our own battle. A brawler is somebody always looking to have a fight. It doesn't matter if it's a physical fight or if it's a spiritual fight or if it's a fight with words. Some people just love to argue. Some people always look for something contrary. If you say one thing, they say the other. That's a brawler. That means that they're always looking to be contrary. The God in you ought to look to come in agreement, not to always be in disagreement, not to always challenge somebody, not to always let somebody know how tough you are, how smart you are, how right you are. Sometimes you just got to take the right, the wrong for right, and let it go. Because he said, don't be no brawler. He said, be gentle, showing meekness. Nobody want to seem to be weak. Or they ain't going to get over on me. I ain't stupid. I ain't going to let them think I'm stupid. No, glory be to God, you're a brawler. I ain't going to let nobody say anything about me. You're a brawler. Oh, I'm going to get them straight. You're a brawler. Well, I know God said this, but I'm going to tell them. No, you're a brawler. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, don't you brawl like that. You got to have a meek spirit. Hallelujah, that's the same spirit that Jesus Christ had. He said, I am meek and lowly at heart. See, you're a brawler and upset in your heart. You have to prepare yourself to come out. But God understands. And anybody who's already come out understands. That's what the next verse says. We ourselves sometimes was foolish. We were disobedient. We were deceived. And if anybody tell you they weren't, glory be to God. Pray for them. Pray for them. If you see good, great characters and you see the godly character on them, and they tell you that they were never the opposite, the truth ain't in them. I hate to be the one to say it. Oh, no, ain't nobody. Ain't nobody just was born walking in the Holy Ghost like this. Wasn't nobody born to change person like this. I don't know. I mean, some had to get changed more than others. Some God allowed to go through more than others. God had a reason. It was part of the preparation for what he was doing in their life. So we can't comb each other's lives and see what God placed us in to have to prepare. We just have to be meek. It says, because we ourselves are sometimes foolish. You and I have both done some foolish things before. Some dumb stuff that we ought to know better than to do. But we did it. But have you prepared yourself to become a different person? It was foolish. Disobedient to the word. Disobedient to God. You were sneaking and deceiving and lying and cheating. You were serving different lust that was inside of you and pleasures. Living in malice. Come on. Your whole life was messed up. Envy, hateful, hating one another. We all been there. But we didn't all stay there. Did you stay there? Or did you prepare? Did you do the work that was needed to have a real change? Did you do the work that was needed to become a different person? Huh? Glory be to God. Are you yet still not understanding carnal from spiritual? You know what happens? If you seen a vision, and that's not you. If you sought knowledge to help you prepare for the person you wanted to be, for the mind you wanted to have, for the things you wanted to walk in, then God comes in and he meets you there. See, some things, glory to God, you won't be able to do on your own. But when God sees your heart, sees your desire, the kindness and the love of God, our Savior, will appear. Verse 4 said that it appeared. Noah, it came. Know why? Because you prepared for it. If you don't prepare for anything, don't you expect anything to appear? You have to put in the word. Hallelujah. Verse 4 said, after the kindness and love of God, our Savior, toward men appeared. Glory to God. After it appeared, see, after it appeared, meaning that we didn't make it to where it was, it came to us. No, somebody caught that. Uh-huh. No, not that. No, 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 no. Not that we were so good that we made it to God, that we changed and made it to God. But God made it to us because we wanted to change. And the kindness and love of God appeared. Not by works of righteousness, which we have done. We didn't initiate it. Hallelujah. We didn't put in more work than God. But we put in the preparation. And God put in the work. The Bible says, according to his mercy, he saved us. According, come on somebody, to his mercy. I say it again and I say it again to get deep down in your spirit. Do you know what mercy is? Mercy ain't how you save. Mercy ain't how, what you got saved by. Mercy is not grace. Grace is an unmerited favor. Grace is a gift, something that God just gave. A gift, here, boom, grace. But mercy is a act. Grace is a gift. Mercy is an act from God. Watch. That it's a decision that God made to not give you what you deserve. Do you know you can't have mercy if you're not guilty? See, when you understand the heart of God and the character of God, which is shed in our hearts even by the Holy Ghost, then you'll understand grace, you'll understand mercy. You cannot receive mercy if you're not guilty. Only guilty people can receive mercy. Mercy means you're guilty and you deserve, this is the punishment of your sins. This is the punishment of what you're guilty of. This is the punishment for what you've done. And the goodness of God appears. Y'all don't hear me. And God says, instead of giving you what you deserve for the crime you committed, I'm going to give you mercy, which means not allowing you to have to pay the price of your offense. Some of us, God has had to apply mercy several times. It's a loophole. For those who heard me teach on the loophole before, it's a loophole. And now watch, as we prepare ourselves to draw our minds in close to closing, praying that we're encouraging each other. Not by works of righteousness that we've done. Don't hang your hat on you. Hallelujah. Don't hang your hat on your achievement. Don't hang your hat as if you chose to become some, hallelujah, religious, sanctified, set aside child of God. No. We desire it and we prepare for it, but God takes us there. Amen. We must give God all the glory. Amen. Praise God. He said, by his grace, that we should be made. I got to go back a little further. I got to go back a little further. What's he said? According to his mercy, he has saved us. I cannot skip by this next part. By the washing. Ah, glory to God. By the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. Let's take a look at that. Regeneration, renewing of the Holy Ghost. Regeneration, renewing of the Holy Ghost. And before I say any of those, it says by washing. Do y'all see my point? We all have to be washed before you can ever be regenerated. We were not clean. We were not without fault. We were not without sin. We were not without transgression. We were not without iniquity, but he washed you, hallelujah. He washed me, hallelujah, with hyssop. Come on, somebody. Now you are whiter than snow, and now you are regenerated. Come on, somebody, and you're renewed. That doesn't mean you can't pick up dirt again. Some of our Holy Ghost is spots. The book of Jude talks about spots in the feast of charity, feasting ourselves without fear. But I want to let somebody know today, if you know you've gotten dirty, if you know that you stepped in dirt, you stepped in mud, you stepped in miry clay, good God Almighty, it's time for you to be washed again so that you can be renewed, hallelujah, and regenerated. That regeneration means to give a charge. Some of us ain't had a charge in our spirit in years. Come on and talk to me. Some of us ain't had a jump in our spirit in years. Glory be to God. Some of us still got the same praise we had for 30 years. Come on, somebody. Some of us still got the same testimony. Some of us still act the same way. We have not prepared ourselves to be regenerated, to be renewed. But I want to let you know today that preparation is the key. And if you would only decide to prepare yourself to stay in the presence of God, if you prepare yourself, glory to God, to receive of the goodness of God, if you prepare yourself, hallelujah, to receive the great gifts of God, he'll show you in more excellent way, because he'll appear unto you. But a lot of us, we hate the washing of the water of the word. That's why when somebody speaks the word, you feel offended. When somebody speaks the word, you think it's strategically at you. But the word is going to draw you or drive you. It'll draw you to God or it'll drive you away from God. Good God Almighty, but if you want to be closer to God, you want to seek the Lord while he may be found, if you want to call upon him while he's near, child of God, I want to let you know that he will appear, good God Almighty, and he'll draw nigh to you. He'll wash you, give you a fresh start. The Bible declares that through Jesus Christ, you'll receive everything that you need. You'll be complete in all things. And that you'll be justified. You'll be an heir according to the hope of eternal life. In Paul's salutation at verse 8, he starts out the salutation by saying, this is a faithful saying, and these things will thou, that thou affirm constantly. He said that glory be to God. This is a word that's written in the heavens. And you ought to affirm this constantly. Glory be to God. Not only with other people, but we need to affirm it in our own soul. That they which believe in God. And I want to ask you tonight, champion, do you truly believe in God? Do you truly believe in the Savior? Is this thing really real to you? Or is this just a hiding place? It's great that God is a refuge. My sister talked to me this morning about the refuge of God. What a mighty place. For Psalm 91 says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. But it's more than just a hiding place. Hallelujah. He's not just a hiding place. He's a dwelling place, but it's not to hide. It's for shelter. It's for protection. It's for while you're going out in preparation. It's for when you're going out working for God. Hallelujah. It's your covering. Oh, this is a faithful servant saying, and I want you to affirm it continually, that if you believe God, please be careful to maintain good works. If you believe God, maintain your good work, child of God. If you find yourself doing evil works, it'll take away your faith. The more evil you do, the less affirmation that you belong to God you have. He said, glory be to God. Maintain your good works, because these things are good and profitable for you. Profitable for you. He said, but avoid foolish questions. Avoid them. See that spirit. See that spirit coming. Hallelujah. See the foolishness that people come with. If somebody come with foolishness, you have to detect it early and avoid it. Now, then you don't have to confront it. You don't have to brawl with it. If you know that it's no good coming out of it, avoid it. If you know the conversation is not going anywhere, it's not edifying, it's not blessing, avoid it. Avoid it, child of God. The Bible says, glory to God, I believe over in Timothy, it says that it eat as it do with a canker inside of you. That thing will put holes all in your spirit. Holy Ghost seep all out because you keep entertaining foolishness. Don't argue. Let the Lord fight your battle. Just avoid it. If we can just learn to avoid foolishness, we won't get stuck for years and years in mess that we should have just avoided from the beginning. We that have walked with God, we understand and we testify, and I'll be the first to. It's a lot of foolishness I should have never entertained. Hallelujah. And then God wouldn't have to appear. Avoid foolishness. It's not going to bless you. It's going to aggravate you. Avoid genealogies. Who belong to God and who's not a part of God. A genealogy is people that's a part of the line, a part of the root, a part of the family. You so busy trying to tell people they're going to hell and they don't belong to the kingdom, glory be to God, you more vexed than them. You more upset. Because all you doing is talking about who ain't God and who ain't of God and who ain't in God and who don't belong to God. Why are you worried? Are you in God? Tell you the book of James says, he that bridles not his tongue, his religion is vain. We can't be super holy and don't know how to bridle our tongue. Hallelujah. Got to avoid the foolishness in the genealogies, contentions, striving about the word, fighting with people over the word. Come on, people of God. Nah, for they are unprofitable and they're vain. We're closing tonight. We're getting there. I want to save these last two verses for this last 2 minutes. He talks about a person that is a heretic. This is why we need preparation, child of God. We're living in a time where there's more heresetic teaching than ever before. That's what Paul was talking about. Know this, that in the last days, you know, the perilous times, and knowing that in the last days that some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. That's teaching of demons. People teaching that's not even God-driven. I want to say this last portion. They're a heretic. The Bible says a man that is a heretic, Titus, verse 10, chapter 3, verse 10, a man that is a heretic, after the first and second admonition, reject. Meaning that don't shake the dust off your feet. That's what that means right there. It's a don't really try to explain it to them. Try to get it across with them. Try to make sound doctrine appear. But if they don't want to receive it, after the second and third time, he said, no, listen, you shake the dust. You know, because can I tell us what a heretic is? Take about 30 seconds to tell us. A heretic is somebody that believes all those crazy sayings that church folks say that's not biblical. They don't even read the Bible. They just try to quote a bunch of things they heard other people quote. They quote it wrong. They don't know what it means. They never sought God. They never did no preparation to find out. So they're just a heretic. Some people don't want to know the word of God. They want to know how to get along in church. They want to know how to get everybody shouting and screaming. See? Oh, let nothing separate you from the love of Christ. No, something will separate us, but nothing will separate us from the love of Christ, the love of God that's in Christ. Talking about God's love will never change. But people say little heretic things that they heard and have not did no preparation. I want to encourage you tonight. Don't argue, don't fuss, don't fight with anybody over God's word. If they don't want to reason together, the Bible says reject them. Watch, knowing that he that is such is subverted and sinneth, being condemned of their self. Child of God, I want to let you understand. Don't let somebody where they're at bring you there. Come on. Nehemiah said, I'm doing a great work that I can't come down. So if your spirit is all down and you condemned of yourself. See what it said? Being condemned of himself. If you're going through something yourself, and you rather believe in your own heretic way of thinking rather than the washing of the word, you don't want to stick to scripture, you rather stick to emotion, then to God be the glory. You go ahead and think that your mind can get you out. You think your way of thinking can get you out. You go ahead and think, glory be to God, that your own strength can get you out. How about I see ya? Your own earnings can get you out. That's heretic. Because you only want a fake gospel. Stay in the word. Because as always, if it's in the word, it's undisputed. Now, I'm your host tonight, Bishop Thurman A. Butler of Undisputed Truth Ministries. Well, I want to keep us in the word. Come on tomorrow, get your weekly word workout. Come on, keep coming back. And get built up in scripture. For heaven and earth shall pass away, but his word will not pass away. Amen. Once again, happy birthday to the apostle. Sow a seed into her life. Send a card. Tell her thank you. And if this word has been a blessing to you, contact me at 1921 Darbytown Road, Richmond, Virginia. You want to sow a seed? You can cash app $ Bishop B. 42. Amen. I am your host, Bishop Thurman A. Butler, Undisputed Truth Ministries. Saying God bless you and have a blessed night.